Hi, I'm Dr. Neryl East, and welcome to the next stage on your journey towards becoming a media magnet for you and your business. Today, we're going to look at how media coverage works beautifully with all your other forms of marketing and promotion, especially social media. In fact, I like to say that media and social media are a match made in heaven. Now, that might sound a little confusing, because if you ask a Generation Y person or younger what the word media means to them, they'll probably say Facebook or something similar. Those of us who are a little, shall we say, seasoned, not older, think of online channels like Facebook and other forms of social media as new media, while traditional media is made up of the various types of media we had before social media came along. That's television, radio, and newspapers, both in digital and hard copy format. Now, I work with businesses on how they can get great free promotion and positioning through coverage in the traditional media. And I can share my inside tips, like the importance of being able to identify an interesting news angle to attract the media, how to put together a killer media kit, and how to do an amazing media interview that'll have journalists coming back to you for more. And as well as strongly encouraging you to get out there and take advantage of the many opportunities that exist to get yourself into the traditional media, I'm also a great believer in getting leverage for all of your media marketing and communication by making sure it all works together, that it's integrated, and one serves to promote the other. So let me explain what I mean. Some people think one story is enough to make them a media magnet. You know, even a small positive media story is going to have an impact for you and will get people talking about your business. It's certainly a great starting point. But to truly become a go-to person for the media, one of those business leaders or individuals who's frequently interviewed and known as an authority in their field, you need to build up your media profile by getting yourself into a range of different stories over a period of time. So while every piece of media coverage is valuable, as long as it's positive, when you need to get across complex information, you need to consider an all-encompassing communication strategy. So media coverage on its own may not be enough. And in some cases, media coverage actually mightn't even be the best channel for your message. If your information is very complex and requires detailed explanation, just putting out a media release is not going to effectively convey all the information that needs to get to your audience. I mean, you've got no guarantee the journalist is A, going to understand your information, and B, be interested enough to put it all in their story. So in those cases, you might need to consider other avenues, for example, a dedicated website, a fact sheet or brochure, or the information may be best delivered face-to-face, either one-on-one or through meetings or presentations. So don't discount more traditional forms of communication just because there are newer ways of communicating. So the more diverse channels you can use, the greater the chance that the people who need to receive your message will hear it. So always think diverse channels, website, mail outs, conversations, signage, social media. Don't just focus on media, however powerful media can be. Now, you might be thinking, she's supposed to be a media expert, yet she seems to be trying to talk me out of going after media coverage. No, not at all. I'm all about working with you to get you into the media for the right reasons. But let me share a secret with you. The real power lies in combining traditional media with social media and other forms of communication. These days, every business and organization can easily set up and access online and social media channels. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, the list goes on, and who knows what will be available in the future. Media coverage offers you some immediate benefits because it gets you that third-party endorsement that other forms of promotion don't bring. Your message is amplified because it's presented to your audience by an independent party. It's not just you spruiking about how great your business is. Now, you can amplify that message even further by combining your media coverage with a social media campaign. Let me give you an example. Recently, I worked with a business that wanted to increase its profile. So by identifying a great story angle, I was able to arrange for a local newspaper to do a story on an aspect of that business. As part of that, the newspaper arranged to send a photographer to take some pictures at the business. Now, when they arrived, I'd also arranged to take pictures of the newspaper photographer taking the photos. So we were then able to post on social media photos of the photo shoot with messages saying, look out for our story in next week's paper. So we ran several different social media posts, creating anticipation about the media story and letting customers and suppliers know to keep a lookout. That in itself gave us an excuse to put up some positive social media posts rather than just general promotional stuff. And then, of course, the story itself appeared in the paper, and it was a great positive story about the business. So when the story appeared, we were also able to make more social media posts about the story. We included a link to the online version of the story on the paper's website, and we also attached a clipping from the digital edition so people could download it. So we were able to stretch that out to 3 more social media posts. So in total, we were able to make 6 social media posts, 3 before and 3 after, and we had the story itself. And the social media posts were so much more interesting than just some random comment, you know, the type that many people post on social media. They were actually interesting and pointed people towards the story. So that simple message received a significant amount of amplification and was much more powerful than just the media story alone. Get the picture? Now, you can easily do this in your business as well. So always think about how you can make your different communication channels link with each other. Even if your business is small and you only use a few, like a basic website, Facebook, and maybe a simple flyer with your price list or whatever it happens to be. If you put my tips into action and attract positive media coverage, you can then post on social media about the stories that are about to appear. You can create anticipation about the stories, and then continue to post after the event. Now, this works equally well for television and radio. I mean, TV stories are great. You can then link to the video of the story. This adds great credibility to your message as well, because now you can say you're a business that's appeared in the media. If you're successful in getting coverage in a mainstream network show or major radio program, you can put that on your other marketing material. For example, as seen on the Today Show or as interviewed on the business program, etc. You get the idea. That greatly enhances your positioning and it sends a clear message to your audience that you are a credible business and you're an authority in your field because the media has chosen to speak to you. So get out of the habit of thinking of one channel or promotional activity in isolation to promote your business. Communication and marketing channels work best when they're approached in an integrated way. You'll maximize the messages you get across if you spread them over more than one channel. So definitely think about the opportunities you have for getting positive media coverage using all of the steps that I'll outline for you. And then look at how you can make those messages go even further by posting on social media and publicizing that media coverage through your other communications and marketing avenues, like your websites, flyers, and posters. So media and social media are definitely a match made in heaven. There are great opportunities for you to promote your business using these tools. It's great because they're largely free, and you can get your message across to very large audiences relatively easily. So what are you waiting for? Let's get going. These are just some ideas about how you can become a media magnet. And there's so much more I can share with you. So jump on to mediasuccess.com.au to find out more and download my free ebook while you're there. I look forward to joining you again for more inside tips on getting you and your business into the media.